But Charlton Athletic today have reappointed Jose Riga as their head coach on an 18-month deal. The 58-year-old spent 3 months in charge of the Addicts at the end of the 2013-14 campaign, taking over from Chris Powell and keeping the club in the Championship. Now, since leaving the Valley, the Belgian has spent time in charge of Blackpool. He's also been at Standard Liège and Metz as well. Riga replaces compatriot Carol Fry, who was sacked from his post as interim head coach yesterday. Charlton currently 23rd in the Championship table, 3 points from safety. They're on a run of 10 games without a win in all competitions. So now let's talk to Richard Hunt, who's on the board of the directors of Charlton Supporters Trust, about the latest developments. Richard, good evening. Thanks very much for joining us on the show this evening. Just tell us your thoughts on this appointment today of Jose Riga.
Good evening. Well, I think the general consensus amongst the fans was that Riga was the least worst of the options that were floating around in the rumour mill in the last few days. But I think that sort of relief that it is Riga has been tempered by the absolute chaos surrounding the appointment and indeed the merry-go-round of managers, or should we say head coaches, just particularly this season and really since Roland de Châtelet took over the club.
With that in mind then, was it always going to be met with a little bit of apprehension, whoever Roland de Châtelet was going to appoint?
Yes, because there didn't appear to be any sign that there would be a selection process of the type that you normally see in a well-run English league club. And in fact, I was playing back the recording of your interview last night when there was talk of a board being appointed within the club to run the selection process, and we find out that yet again that was a complete sham, because in fact if this board was ever convened, it actually selected the guy who was even being talked about and apparently had turned them down 3 days earlier. It's an absolute fiasco.
Now, I know social media has been rife with all the reaction to Jose Riga's appointment and the sacking of Carol Fry yesterday. We'll get a few tweets from Jamie Hill in a few moments' time, but I think the main thing that's coming out of this is that it's just going round and round in a circle, isn't it, Richard? Because Roland de Châtelet has said how Riga did a good job. He was popular with the supporters in his first stint with the club. In that case, then, why did he let him go after he kept Charlton up a couple of seasons ago?
We wish we knew. We would love to just sit down and have a quiet chat with Roland de Châtelet, as quiet a chat amongst adults. Some of us are business people in a small way ourselves, and just try to understand the processes and the strategy and the plan that he has for the club, because it's beyond any reasonable understanding.
Do you receive Jose Riga with your blessing, though? Do you open your arms to him and allow him into the club and give him a chance?
Oh, I think so. I mean, don't want to presume to speak for all supporters, but looking at the reaction on the forums today, I think Jose Riga was considered to have done a really good job the last time he was here, and most people would have been both happy and they expected that he would be allowed to continue the job that he started. And I think he's seen as a man of a certain amount of integrity. We hope that he is his own man, who may have said to Roland de Châtelet, I'm only coming here this time if you give me a chance, and if you give me a chance with financial backing as well. We certainly hope that that's the case, because it's probably our best chance of getting out of the mess we're in the short term.
It has been a mess, hasn't it? Over the last few weeks, we've seen protests. We again, looking on social media, you see so many different accounts created trying to get rid, basically, of Roland de Châtelet. There is the coalition against Roland de Châtelet as well. How supportive are you as the Supporters Trust of this coalition?
Well, we're basically very supportive, and we're essentially part of it. I think that, you know, in any fan base, you've got different factions of fans with different attitudes. A lot of fans just want to come for the 90 minutes. They don't think too much about the business of running football. But Supporters Trust are usually made up of people who understand that it's not easy to run a football club, and in the Championship, you do need an owner who's prepared to put in £5 million a year just to cover the costs. And we really understand that. And we've always been the ones who were talking about the need for dialogue and to understand Mr. de Châtelet. But with the revelations that, in fact, a potential buyer has been out there trying to talk to Mr. de Châtelet, and he wouldn't even talk to him. I think that's brought everybody together to say, OK, we, in the Supporters Trust case, we still probably want a dialogue, but that dialogue is probably along the lines of, look, Mr. de Châtelet, it's not working for any of us, is it? Why don't you at least sit down and talk with these other guys who know football, who know Charlton, and see whether, in fact, it wouldn't just be better to cut your losses and hand over to them.
Is there any support for de Châtelet?
Well, you know, we would be the ones who would have said, look, he has invested. He's invested in the right things if you're looking long term. He, our pitch was a disgrace and he made it a great pitch again, and he is invested in the academy. So in those terms, he has done some good things. We have to acknowledge that. And possibly, you know, he'd have more support if only he would talk to us and share with us what his plans are, because we simply can't puzzle them out.
It's not easy, is it, Richard, at the moment?
No, I think that you asked Rick the same question last night. They're probably going to sell Hurst is worse, but it's the sheer chaos and madness of it, and the fact that all of that is amplified by social media, so we're all so aware of it all the time. And it's a really difficult time to be a Charlton fan. But I must say that the coalition of protesters is actually at least giving us some heart, because we've all reminded ourselves that we are one tribe, and we're coming together again as fans. And it's, I think for a lot of them, it's more important to gather outside the West car park on the 23rd and protest than it is to actually go inside and watch the game. But at least it brings us together again.
Richard, thanks very much for your time this evening, and just good luck, because it's such a difficult situation. So we do wish you all the best, and thank you very much for joining us on BBC Radio London Sport this evening. There has been a lot of reaction, Matt Lawrence and Jamie Hill, especially on social media. We've been tweeting it today from at BBC London Sport, Jamie, and many fans have had their say as well.
Yes, indeed. So, Murray, and thank you to everyone who got in touch with us at BBC London Sport on Twitter this afternoon. Ian Ogilvie says, whatever Rogan de Châtelet wants goes, so no point in having a CEO. Glad it's a longer contract for Jose Riga for League One next season. He's obviously pessimistic. Hugo Varley says, disappointed was all we were ever going to get from the owner. Elliot Capp says, does anyone at this club have an ounce of footballing knowledge? What is the end game? Hashtag going down. Colin Burrow says, better than the last, referring to Jose Riga's appointment, but should appoint a British manager. Network plan is a joke. Richard Williams, why did we need an interim when we could hire a former manager within 18 hours? And Billy Hendricks says, board had chance to admit mistakes and make a positive appointment. Owner only works with his mates. A lot of those sentiments on our Twitter feed this afternoon, Murray, at BBC London Sport, if you want to say, have your say about the Charlton situation. Lee Pepper saying, another bad decision from the board. This was their opportunity to bring fans back on board. Failed to realise anything. Stephen, it's not just so merry-go-round from our incompetent owner who will not sell up and go. Hashtag Roland out. That's the sort of sentiment we've had all day long, Murray, from Charlton fans disgruntled about the situation here. Keep in touch with us at BBC London Sport. But interestingly, there's a lot of sympathy for Jose Riga. And of course, when he left Charlton Athletic, he went to Blackpool. So he's got experience of working with some really troubled clubs, Murray.